with wisdom that surpasses all, with gracious will most excellent, O Agni, worthy of our choice, shine wealth on us through hymns of praise. Agni is king, for he extends to mortals and to gods alike. Agni is bearer of our gifts. Worship you Agni with your thoughts. Agni gives to the worshipper a son, the best, of mightiest fame, of deep devotion, never subdued, bringer of glory to his sire. Agni bestows the hero lord who conquers with the men in fight. Agni bestows the fleet-foot steed, the victor, never overcome. The mightiest song is Agni's. Shine on high, you who are rich in light. Like the chief consort of a king, riches and strength proceed from you. Resplendent are your rays of light. Loud is your voice, like pressing stones. Yea, of itself your thunder goes forth like the roaring of the heaven. Thus, seeking riches, we have paid homage to Agni Conqueror. May he, most wise, as with a ship, carry us over all our foes. Hymn 26. Agni. O Agni, holy and divine, with splendor and your pleasant tongue, bring hither and adore the gods. We pray you, you who drops oil, bright rayed, who looks on the sun, bring the gods here to the feast. We have enkindled you, O sage, bright caller of the gods, to feast, O Agni, great in sacrifice. O Agni, come with all the gods, come to our sacrificial gift. We choose you as invoking priest. Bring Agni to the worshipper who pours the juice, heroic strength. Sit with the gods upon the grass. Victor of thousands, Agni, thou enkindled, cherish the laws, praiseworthy, envoy of the gods. Set Agni Jatavedas down, the bearer of our sacred gifts, most youthful, god and minister. Duly proceed our sacrifice, comprising all the gods today. Strew holy grass to be their seat, so may the Maruts sit thereon, the Ashwins, Mitra, Varuna, the gods with all their company. Hymn 27. Agni. The godlike hero, most famous of nobles, has granted me two oxen with a wagon. Trivrishan's son Triaruna has distinguished himself, Vaishvanara Agni, with 10,000s. Protect Triaruna, as you are waxing strong and are highly praised, Vaishvanara Agni, who grants me 100 kine and 20 and 2 bay horses, good at draught and harnessed. So Thrasadasyu served you, god most youthful, craving your favour for the 9th time, Agni. Triaruna, who with attentive spirit accepts many a song from me, the mighty. He who declares his wish to me, to Ashwamedha, to the prince, pays him who with his verse seeks gain, gives power to him who keeps dharma. From whom 100 oxen, all of speckled hue, delight my heart, the gifts of Ashwamedha, like thrice mingled draughts of Soma juice, to Ashwamedha, who bestows 100 gifts, grant hero power, O Indra Agni, lofty ruler, like the unwasting sun in heaven. Hymn 28. Agni. Agni inflamed has sent to heaven his luster. He shines forth widely, turning to morning. Eastward the ladle goes that brings all blessing, praising the gods with homage and oblation. Enkindled, you are king of the immortal world. Him who brings offerings, you attend for his benefit. He whom you urge on makes all possessions his. He sets before you, Agni, gifts that guests may claim. Show thyself strong for mighty bliss, O Agni. Most excellent be your effulgent splendors. Make easy to maintain our household lordship and overcome the might of those who hate us. Your glory, Agni, I adore, kindled, exalted in your strength. A steer of brilliant splendor, you are lighted well at sacred rites. Agni, invoked and kindled, serve the gods, you skilled in sacrifice, for you are bearer of our gifts. Invoke and worship Agni while the sacrificial rite proceeds. For offering bearer, choose you him. Hymn 29. Agni. Man's worship of the gods has three great lustres, and three celestial lights have they established. The Maruts gifted with pure strength adore you, for you, O Indra, are their sapient Rishi. When the Maruts sang their song to Indra, joyous when he had drunk of Soma juices, he grasped his thunderbolt to slay the dragon, and loosed, that they might flow, the youthful waters. And, O you Brahmans, Maruts, so may Indra drink draughts of this my carefully pressed Soma. For this oblation found for man the cattle, and Indra, having quaffed it, slew the dragon. Then heaven and earth he sundered and supported, wrapped even in these he struck the beast with terror. So Indra forced the engulfer to disgorgement, and slew the Danava, panting against him. Thus all the gods, O Maghavan, delivered to you of their free will the draught of Soma. When you for Etasa did cause to tarry the flying mares of Surya racing forward. When Maghavan with the thunderbolt demolished his 99 castles altogether, the Maruts, where they met, glorified Indra. You with the Trishtup hymn obstructed heaven. As a friend to aid a friend, Agni dressed quickly 300 buffaloes, even as he willed it. And Indra, from man's gift for Vritra's slaughter, drank off at once 3 lakes of pressed-out Soma. When you 300 buffaloes' flesh had eaten and drunk, as Maghavan, 3 lakes of Soma, all the gods raised, as 'twere a shout of triumph to Indra, praise, because he slew the dragon. When you came with strong steeds, swiftly speeding, O Usana and Indra, to the dwelling, you came there, conquering together with Kutsa and the gods, you slew Shushna. One chariot wheel of the sun you rolled forward, and one you set free to move for Kutsa. You slew noseless Dasyus with your weapon, and in their home overthrew hostile speakers. The praises of Goraviti made you mighty to Vidathin's son, as prey you gave Pipru. Rijisvan drew you into friendship, dressing the sacred food, and you have drunk his Soma. Navagvas and Dasagvas, with libations of Soma juice, sing hymns of praise to Indra. Laboring at their task, the men laid open the stall of kine, though firmly closed and fastened. How shall I serve you, Maghavan, though knowing full well what hero deeds you have accomplished? And the fresh deeds which you will do, most mighty, these too will we tell forth in sacred synods. Resistless from of old through hero courage, you have done all these many acts, O Indra. What you will do in bravery, Thunder-wielder, none is there who may hinder this your prowess. Indra, accept the prayers which now are offered. Accept the new prayers, mightiest, which we utter. Like fair and well-made robes, I, seeking riches, as a deft craftsman makes a chariot, have wrought them. Hymn 30. Indra. Where is that hero who has looked on Indra, borne on light-rolling chariot by tawny coursers, who, Thunderer, seeks with wealth the Somapressa, and to his house goes, much invoked, to aid him. I have beheld his strong and secret dwelling, longing have sought the Founder's habitation. I asked of others, and they said in answer, may we, awakened men, attain to Indra. We will tell, Indra, when we pour libation, what mighty deeds you have performed to please us. Let him who knows not, learn. Who knows them, listen. Hither rides Maghavan with all his army. Indra, when born, you made firm your spirit. Alone you seek war to fight with many. With might you split even the rock asunder, and found out the stable of the milk kine. When you were born supreme at a distance, bearing a name renowned in far-off regions, since then even gods have been afraid of Indra. He conquered all the floods which served the Dasa. These blissful Maruts sing their psalm to praise you, and pour to you libation of the Soma. Indra with wondrous powers subdued the dragon, the guileful lurker who beset the waters. You, Maghavan, from the first did scatter foemen, speeding while joying in the milk, the giver. There, seeking man's prosperity, you tore away the head of Namuchi the Dasa. Pounding the head of Namuchi the Dasa, me, too, you made your associate, Indra. Yea, and the rolling stone that is in heaven both worlds, as on a chariot, brought to the Maruts. Women for weapons has the Dasa taken. What injury can his feeble armies do me? Well, he distinguished his two different voices, and Indra then advanced to fight the Dasyu. Divided from their calves, the cows went lowing around on every side, hither and thither. These Indra reunited with his helpers when the well-pressed Soma made him joyful. When the Somas, mixed by Babhru, cheered him, loud the steer bellowed in his habitations. So Indra drank thereof, the fort destroyer, and gave him a reward in return of milk kine. This good deed have the Rusamas done, Agni, that they have granted me 4,000 cattle. We have received Rinankaya's wealth, of heroes the most heroic, which was freely offered. The Rusamas, O Agni, sent me homeward with fair adornment and with kine in thousands. The strong libations have made Indra joyful when night, whose course was ending, changed to morning. Night, well nigh ended, at Rinankaya's coming, king of the Rusamas, was changed to morning. Like a strong courser, fleet of foot, urged onward, Babhru has gained 4,000 as his reward. We have received 4,000 head of cattle presented by the Rusamas, O Agni, and we, the singers, have received the cauldron of metal which was heated for Pravargya. Hymn 31. Indra. Maghavan Indra turns his chariot downward, the strength displaying chariot which he has mounted. Even as a herdsman drives forth his cattle, he goes first uninjured, looking for treasure. Haste to us, Lord of Bays, be not ungracious. Visit us, lover of gold-hued oblation. There is naught else better than you are, Indra. Even to the wifeless have you given spouses. When out of strength arose the strength that conquers, Indra displayed all powers that he possesses. Forth from the cave he drove the milky mothers, and with the light laid bare investing darkness. The Anu people have wrought a chariot for your courser, and Tvashtar, much invoked, your bolt that glitters. The Brahmans with their songs exalting Indra increased his strength that he might slaughter Ahi. When heroes sang their praise to you, the hero, Indra, and stones and Aditi accordant, without or steed or chariot, were the wheel rims, which, sped by Indra, rolled upon the Dasyus. I will declare your exploits, wrought aforetime, and, Maghavan, your deeds of late achievement, when, Lord of Might, you sundered earth and heaven, winning for man the moistly gleaming waters. This is your deed, even this wonderful singer, that slaying Ahi, here your strength you showed. Did check and stay even Shushna's wiles and magic, and, drawing near, did chase away the Dasyus. You, Indra, on the farther bank for Yadu and Turvasa, did stay the gushing waters. You both assailed the fierce. You bore Kutsa when gods and Usana came to you together. Let the steeds bring you both, Indra and Kutsa, borne on the chariot within hearing distance. You blew him from the waters, from his dwelling, and chased the darkness from the noble's spirit. Even this sage has come looking for succor, even to Vata's docile harnessed horses. Here are the Maruts, all your dear companions. Prayers have increased your power and might, O Indra. When night was near its close, he carried forward even the sun's chariot backward in its running. Etasa brought his wheel and firmly stays it. Setting it eastward, he shall give us courage. This Indra, O you men, has come to see you, seeking a friend who has expressed the Soma. The creaking stone is laid upon the altar, and the Advaryus come to turn it quickly. Let mortals who were happy still be happy. Let them not come to sorrow, O immortal. Love the pious, and to these your people, with whom may we be numbered, give vigor. Hymn 32. Indra. The well you split sets free the fountains, and gave rest to floods that were obstructed. Thou, Indra, laying the great mountain open, slaying the Danava, did loose the torrents. The fountain depths, obstructed in their seasons, you, Thunderer, made flow, the mountain's udder. Strong Indra, you by slaying even the dragon that lay extended there, have shown your vigor. Indra with violence smote down the weapon, yea, even of that wild and mighty creature. Although he deemed himself alone unequalled, another had been born even yet more potent. Him whom the heavenly food of these delighted, child of the mist, strong waxing, couched in darkness, him the bolt-hurling thunderer with his lightning smote down and slew the Danava's wrath-fire, Shushna. Though he might never be wounded, still his vitals felt that the god's bolt, which his powers supported, when, after offered draughts, strong lord, you laid him seeking battle in the pit in darkness. Him as he lay there, huge in length extended, still waxing in the gloom which no sun lightened, him, after loud-voiced threats, the hero Indra, rejoicing in the poured libation, slaughtered. When gainst the mighty Danava his weapon Indra uplifted, power which none could combat, when at the hurling of his bolt he smote him, he made him lower than all living creatures. The fierce god seized that huge and restless coiler, insatiate, drinker of the sweets, recumbent, and with his mighty weapon in his dwelling smote down the footless, evil-speaking ogre. Who may arrest his strength or check his vigor? Alone, resistless, he bears off all riches. Even these twain, the goddesses, through terror of Indra's might, retire from his dominion. Even the celestial axe bows down before him, and the earth, lover-like, gives way to Indra. As he imparts all vigor to these people, straightway the folk bend them to him, the godlike. I hear that you were born sole lord of heroes of the five races, famed among the people. As such my wishes have most lately grasped him, invoking Indra both at eve and morning. So, too, I hear of you as in due season urging to action and enriching singers. What have your friends received from you, the Brahmans who, faithful, rest their hopes on you, O Indra? Hymn 33. Indra. Great praise to Indra, great and strong mid heroes, I ponder thus, the feeble to the mighty, who with his band shows favor to his people, when praised, in the fight where spoil is gathered. So made attentive by our hymns, steer, Indra, you fasten the girth of your bay coursers, which, Maghavan, at your will you drive hither. With these subdue for us the men who hate us. They were not turned to us, lofty Indra, while yet through lack of prayer they stood unharnessed. Ascend this chariot, you whose hand wields thunder, and draw the rein, O Lord of noble horses. Thou, because many praises are yours, O Indra, were active warring in the fields for cattle. For Surya in his own abode, you, hero, formed in fights even a Dasa's nature. Thine are we, Indra, thine are all these people, conscious of might, whose chariots are set in motion. Some hero come to us, O strong as Ahi, beauteous in war, to be invoked like Bhaga. Strength much to be desired is in you, Indra. The immortal dances forth his hero exploits. Such, Lord of treasure, give us splendid riches. I praise the friend's gift, his whose wealth is mighty. Thus favor us, O Indra, with your succor, hero, protect the bards who sing your praises. Be friendly in the fray to those who offer the skin of beautiful and well-pressed Soma. And these 10 steeds which Trasadasyu gives me, the gold-rich chief, the son of Purukutsa, resplendent in their brightness shall convey me. Garikshita willed it, and so I came here. And these, bestowed as sacrificial guerdon, the powerful tawny steeds of Marutasva, and thousands, which kind Chavatana gave me, abundantly bestowed for my adornment. And these commended horses, bright and active, by Dhvanya, son of Lakshmana presented, came to me, as cows into the Rishi Samvarna's stall, with magnitude of riches. Hymn 34. Indra. Boundless and wasting not, the heavenly food of gods goes to the foeless one, doer of wondrous deeds. Press out, make ready, offer gifts with special zeal to him whom many lord, acceptor of the prayer. He who filled full his belly with the Soma's juice, Maghavan, was delighted with the honey's sweet draught, when Usana, that he might slay the monstrous beast, gave him the mighty weapon with 1,000 points. Illustrious is the man whoever presses out Soma for him in sunshine or in cloud and rain. The mighty Maghavan, who is the sage's friend, advances more and more his beauteous progeny. The strong god does not flee away from him whose sire, whose mother, or whose brother he has done to death. He, the avenger, seeks this man's offered gifts. This god, the source of riches, does not flee from sin. He seeks no enterprise with 5 or 10 to aid, nor stays with him who pours no juice, though prospering well. The shaker conquers or slays in this way or that, and to the pious gives a stable full of kine. Exceeding strong in war, he stays the chariot wheel, and, hating him who pours not, prospers him who pours. Indra the terrible, tamer of every man, as Arya leads away the Dasa at his will. He gathers up for plunder all the niggard's gear. Excellent wealth he gives to him who offers gifts. Not even in wide stronghold may all the folk stand firm who have provoked to anger his surpassing might. when Indra Maghavan has marked two wealthy men fighting for beauteous cows with all their followers, he who stirs all things takes one as his close ally, and Shaker, with his heroes, sends the kind to him. Agni, I praise the liberal Agnivesi, Satri the type and standard of the pious. May the collected waters yield him plenty, and his be powerful and bright dominion. Hymn 35. Indra. Indra, for our assistance, bring that most effectual power of yours, which conquers men for us, and wins the spoil invincible in fight. Indra, whatever support be yours, four be they, or, O hero, three, or those of the five tribes of men, bring quickly all that help to us. The help most excellent of you, the mightiest, hither we call, for you were born with hero might, conquering Indra with the strong. Mighty to prosper us were you born, and mighty is the strength you have. In native power your soul is firm. Your valor, Indra, slays a host. O Shatakratu, lord of strength, O Indra, caster of the stone, with all your chariot's force, assail the man who shows himself your foe. For, mightiest Vritra slayer, you, fierce, foremost among many, folk whose sacred grass is trimmed, invite to battle where the spoil is won. Indra, protect our chariot that mingles foremost in the fights, that bears its part in every fray, invincible and seeking spoil. Come to us, Indra, and protect our chariot with your intelligence. May we, O mightiest one, obtain excellent fame at break of day and meditate our hymn at dawn. Hymn 36. Indra. May Indra come to us, he who knows rightly to give forth treasures from his store of riches. Even as a thirsty seer who roams the deserts, may he drink eagerly the milked-out Soma. Lord of bay horses, hero, may the Soma rise to your cheeks and jaws like mountain ridges. May we, O King, as he who drives coursers, all joy in you with hymns invoked of many. Invoked of many, caster of the stone, my heart quakes like a rolling wheel for fear of penury. Shall not Puruvasu, the singer, give you praise, O ever-prospering Maghavan, mounted on your chariot? Like the pressed stone is this your praiser, Indra. Loudly he lifts his voice with strong endeavor. With your left hand, O Maghavan, give us riches. With your right, Lord of Bays, be not reluctant. May the strong heaven make you the strong wax stronger. Strong, you are born by your two strong bay horses. So, fair of cheek, with mighty chariot, mighty, uphold us, strong-willed, thunder-armed, in battle. Maruts, let all the people in obeisance bow down before this youthful Srutsaratha, who, rich in steeds, gave me two dark red horses together with 300 head of cattle. Hymn 37. Indra. Bedewed with holy ghee and meetly worshipped, the swift one vies with Surya's beam in splendor. For him may mornings dawn without cessation who says, let us press Soma out for Indra. With kindled fire and strewn grass, let him worship, and, Soma presser, sing with stones adjusted. And let the priest whose press stones ring forth loudly go down with his oblation to the river. This wife is coming near who loves her husband, who carries to his home a vigorous consort. Here may his chariot seek fame, here loudly thunder, and his wheel make a thousand revolutions. No troubles vex that king in whose home Indra drinks the sharp Soma juice with milk commingled. With heroes he drives near, he slays the foeman, blessed, cherishing that name, he guards his people. May he support in peace and win in battle. He masters both the hosts that meet together. Dear shall he be to Surya, dear to Agni, who, with pressed soma, offers gifts to Indra. Hymn 38. Indra. Wide, Indra Shatakratu, spreads the bounty of your ample grace. So, Lord of fair dominion, friend of all men, give us splendid wealth. The food which, mightiest Indra, you possessed worthy of renown, is bruited as most widely famed, invincible, O golden-hued. O darter of the stone, the powers which readily obey your will, divinities, both you and they, you rule, to guard them, earth and heaven. And from whatever power of yours, O Vritraslayer, it may be, bring you to us heroic strength, you have a man's regard for us. In your protection, with these aids of yours, O Lord of hundred powers, Indra, may we be guarded well. Hero, may we be guarded well. Hymn 39. Indra. Stone-darting Indra, wondrous one, what wealth is richly given from you, that bounty, treasure-finder, bring, filling both your hands, to us. Bring what you deem worth the wish, O Indra, that which is in heaven. So may we know you as you are, boundless in your munificence. Your lofty spirit, far renowned as eager to give and prompt to win, with this you render even the firm stone-darter so to gain you strength. Singers with many songs have made Indra propitious to their fame. Him who is king of humankind, most liberal of your wealthy ones. To him, to Indra, must be sung the poet's word, the hymn of praise. To him, acceptor of the prayer, the Atris raise their songs on high. The Atris beautify their songs. Hymn 40. Indra, Surya, Atri. Come you to what the stones have pressed. Drink Soma, O you Soma's lord, Indra, best Vritraslayer, strong one with the strong. Strong is the stone, the draft is strong, strong is this Soma that is pressed. Indra, best Vritraslayer, strong one with the strong. As strong, I call on you the strong, O thunder-armed, with various aids, Indra, best Vritraslayer, strong one with the strong. Impetuous, thunderer, strong, quelling the mighty, king, potent, Vritraslayer, soma-drinker, may he come hither with his yoked bay horses. May Indra gladden him at the noon libation. O Surya, when the Asura's descendant, Svarbhanu, pierced you through and through with darkness, all creatures looked like one who is bewildered, who knows not the place where he is standing. When you smote down Svarbhanu's magic that spread itself beneath the sky, O Indra, by his fourth sacred prayer, Atri discovered Surya concealed in gloom that stayed his function. Let not the oppressor with this dread, through anger, swallow me up. For I am yours, O Atri. Mitra are you, the sender of true blessings. You and King Varuna be both my helpers. The Brahman Atri, as he set the press stones, serving the gods with praise and adoration, established in the heaven the eye of Surya, and caused Svarbhanu's magic arts to vanish. The Atris found the sun again. Him whom Svarbhanu of the brood of Asuras had pierced with gloom. This none besides had power to do. Hymn 41. Vishvadevas. Who, Mitra Varuna, is your pious servant to give you gifts from earth O mighty heaven. Preserve us in the seat of dharma, and give the offerer power that wins cattle. May Mitra, Varuna, Aryaman, and Ayu, Indra Ribhukshan, and the Maruts love us, and they who of one mind with bounteous Rudra accept the hymn and praise with adorations. You will I call to feed the chariot horse, Ashwins, with the wind's flight swiftest of those who travel. Or also to the Asura of heaven, worshipful, bring a hymn as to a libation. The heavenly victor, he whose priest is Kanva, Trita, with Dyos accordant, Vata, Agni, all feeding Pushan, Bhaga sought the oblation, as they whose steeds are fleetest seek the contest. Bring you your riches forward borne on horses. Let thought be framed for help and gain of treasure. Blessed be the priest of Aushaja, through coursers, the coursers which are yours the fleet, O Maruts. Bring him here who yokes the chariot, your Vayu, who praises with his songs the god and singer, and, praying and devout, noble and prudent, may the gods' spouses in their thoughts retain us. I speed to you with powers that should be honored, with songs distinguishing heaven's mighty daughters, morning and night, the two, as twere all-knowing. These bring the sacrifice to the mortal. You I extol, the nourishers of heroes, bringing you gifts. Vastoshpati and Tvashtar. Rich Dhishana accords through our obeisance, and trees and plants for the swift gain of riches. Ours be the Parvatas, even they for offspring, free-moving, who are heroes like the Vasus. May holy Aptya, friend of man, exalted, strengthen our word for ever and be near us. Trita praised him, germ of the earthly hero, with pure songs, him the offspring of the waters. Agni with might neighs loudly like a charger, he of the flaming hair destroys the forests. How shall we speak to the great might of Rudra? How speak to Bhaga, who takes thought for riches? May plants, the waters, and the sky preserve us, and woods and mountains with their trees for tresses. May the swift wanderer, lord of refreshments, listen to our songs, who speeds through cloudy heaven. And may the waters, bright like castles, hear us, as they flow onward from the cloven mountain. We know your ways, you mighty ones receiving choice mead. You wonderful, we will proclaim it. Even strong birds descend not to the mortal who strives to reach them with swift blow and weapons. Celestial and terrestrial generations and waters will I summon to the feasting. May days with bright dawns cause my songs to prosper, and may the conquered streams increase their waters. Duly to each one has my Lord been offered. Strong be Varutri with her powers to succor. May the great Mother Rasa here befriend us, straight-handed with the princes striving forward. How may we serve the liberal ones with worship? The Maruts, swift of course in invocation, the Maruts, far renowned in invocation. Let not the dragon of the deep annoy us, and gladly may he welcome our addresses. Thus thinking, O you gods, the mortal wins you to give him increase of his herds of cattle. The mortal wins him, O you gods, your favor. Here he wins wholesome food to feed this body. As for mine old age, Nirti consume it, O gods. May we obtain from you this favor, strengthening food through the cow's praise, you Vasus. May she who gives good gifts, the gracious goddess, come speeding nigh to us for our well-being. May Ila, mother of the herds of cattle, and Urvashi, with all the streams, accept us. May Urvashi in lofty heaven accepting, as she partakes the oblation of the living, visit us while she shares Urjavya's food. Hymn 42. Vishvadevas. Now may our sweetest song with deep devotion reach Varuna, Mitra, Aditi and Bhaga. May the five priests, Lord, dwelling in oblations, bliss-giving Asura, hear, whose paths are open. May Aditi welcome, even as a mother, her dear heart-gladdening son, my song that praises her. The prayer they love, bliss-giving God-appointed, I offer to Varuna and Mitra. In spirit him, the sagest of the sages, with sacrificial ghee and honey bedew him, so then let him, God Savitar, provide us excellent, ready, and resplendent treasures. With willing mind Indra, vouchsafe us cattle, prosperity, Lord of bays, and pious patrons. And with the sacred prayer by gods appointed, give us the holy deity's loving kindness. God Bhaga, Savitar, who deals forth riches, Indra, and they who conquer Vritra's treasures, and Vaja and Vibhukshan and Purandhi, the mighty and immortal ones, protect us. Let us declare his deeds, the undecaying, unrivaled victor whom the Maruts follow. None of old times, O Maghavan, nor later, none of these days has reached your hero prowess. Praise him, the chief, who gives the boon of riches, Brihaspati, distributor of treasures, who, blessing most the man who sings and praises, comes with abundant wealth to his invoker. Tended, Brihaspati, with your protections, the princes are unharmed and joined by heroes. Wealth that brings bliss is found among the givers of horses and of cattle and of raiment. Make their wealth flee who, through our hymns enjoying their riches, yield us not an ample recompense. Far from the sun keep those who hate devotion, the godless prospering in their vocation. With wheelless chariots drive down him, O Maruts, who at the feasts of gods regards the demons. May he, though bathed in sweat, form empty wishes, who blames his sacred right, who toils to serve you. Praise him whose bow is strong and sure his arrow, him who is lord of every balm that heals. Worship you Rudra for his great good favor. Adore the Asura, God, with salutations. May the house friends, the cunning-handed artists, may the steers' wives, the streams carved out by Vibhavan, and may the fair ones honor and befriend us, Saraswati, Brihadiva, and Raka. My newest song, thought that now springs within me, I offer to the great, the sure protector, who made for us this all, in fond love laying each varied form within his daughter's bosom. Now, even now, may your fair praise, O singer, attain Idaspati, who roars and thunders, who, rich in clouds and waters, with his lightning speeds forth, bedewing both the earth and heaven. May this my praise attain the troop of Maruts, those who are youths in act, the sons of Rudra. The wish calls me to riches and well-being, praise the unwearied ones whose steeds are dappled. May this my praise reach earth and air's mid-region, and forest trees and plants to win me riches. May every deity be swift to listen, and Mother Earth with no ill thought regard me. Gods, may we dwell in free untroubled bliss. May we obtain the Ashwin's newest favor and gain their health-bestowing happy guidance. Bring riches hither to us, and heroes, and all felicity and joy, immortals. Hymn 43. Vishvadevas. May the milk cows who hasten to their object come harmless to us with liquid sweetness. The singer, lauding, calls for ample riches, the seven mighty ones who bring enjoyment. With reverence and fair praise will I bring hither, for sake of strength, exhaustless earth and heaven. Father and mother, sweet of speech, fair-handed, may they, far-famed, in every fight protect us. Advaryus, make the sweet libations ready, and bring the beautiful bright juice to Vayu. God, as our priest, be you the first to drink it. We give you of the mead to make you joyful. Two arms, the Soma's dexterous immolators, and the 10 fingers set and fix the press stone. The stalk has poured, fed with its spreading branches, the mead's bright glittering juice that dwells on mountains. The Soma has been pressed for you, its lover, to give you power and might and high enjoyment. Invoked, turn here in your chariot, O Indra, at need, your two well-trained and dear bay horses. Bring by God-traversed paths, accordant Agni, the great Aramati, celestial lady, exalted, worshipped with our gifts and homage, who knows Dharma, to drink sweet Soma. As on his father's lap the sun, the darling, so on the fire is set the sacred cauldron, which holy singers deck, as if extending and heating that which holds the fatty membrane. Here, as herald to invite the Ashwins, come the great lofty song, most sweet and pleasant. Come in one chariot, joy-givers, to the banquet, like the bolt binding pole and nave, come hither. I have declared this speech of adoration to mightiest Pushan and victorious Vayu, who by their bounty are the hymn's inspirers, and of themselves give power as a possession. Invoked by us, bring hither Jatavedas, the Maruts, all under their names and figures. Come to the sacrifice with aid all Maruts, all to the songs and praises of the singer. From high heaven may Sarasvati the Holy visit our sacrifice, and from the mountain. Eager, propitious, may the balmy goddess hear our effectual speech, our invocation. Set in his seat, the god whose back is dusky, Brihaspati the lofty, the disposer. Him let us worship, set within the dwelling, the red, the golden-hued, the all-resplendent. May the sustainer, high in heaven, come hither, the bounteous one, invoked with all his favors. Dweller with dames divine, with plants unwearied, the steer with triple horn, the life-bestower. The tuneful, eloquent priests of him who lives have sought the mother's bright and loftiest station. As living men, with offered gifts and homage, they adorn the most auspicious child to clothe him. Agni, great vital power is yours, the mighty. Bears waxing old in their devotion seek you. May every deity be swift to listen, and Mother Earth with no ill thought regard me. Gods, may we dwell in free, untroubled bliss. May we obtain the Ashwin's newest favor and gain their health-bestowing happy guidance. Bring riches hither to us, and heroes, and all felicity and joy, immortals. Hymn 44. Vishvadevas. As in the first old times, as all were wont as now, he draws forth the power turned towards us with song. The princedom throned on holy grass, who finds light, swift, conquering in the plants wherein he waxes strong. Shining to him who leaves heaven's regions undisturbed, which to his sheen who is beneath show fair in light, good guardian are you, not to be deceived, most wise. Far from deceits, your name dwells in Dharma. Truth waits upon oblation present and to come. Naught checks him in his way, this victory bringing priest. The mighty child who glides along the sacred grass, the undecaying youth set in the midst of plants, these come, well yoked, to you for furtherance in the right. Down come the twin-born strengtheners of Dharma for him. with reins easily guided and commanding all. In the deep fall, the hide steals away their names. You, moving beauteously, invisibly pregnant ones, snatching with trees the branching plant that grasps the juice, shines, true singer, mid the upholders of the voice. Increase your consorts, lively at sacrifice. Like as he is beheld, such is he said to be. They with effectual splendour in the floods have made earth yield us room enough and amply wide extent, great might invincible with store of hero sons. Surya the sage, as if unwedded with a spouse, in battle-loving spirit, moves over the foes. May he, self-excellent, grant us a sheltering home, a house that wards the fierce heat off on every side. Your name, sung forth by rishis in these hymns of ours, goes to the loftier one with this swift mover's light. By skill he wins the boon whereon his heart is set. He who bestirs himself shall bring the thing to pass. The chief and best of these abides in the sea, nor does libation fail wherein it is prolonged. The heart of him who praises trembles not in fear there where him is found connected with the pure. For it is he, with thought of Kshatra, Manasa, of Yajata and Sadri, and Evavada, with Avatsara's sweet songs will we strive to win the mightiest strength which even he who knows should gain. The hawk is their full source, girth-stretching rapturous drink of Visvavara, of Mayin and Yajata. They ever seek a fresh draught so that they may come. Know when your time to halt and drink your fill is near. Sadaprana the holy, Tarya, Srutavit, and Bahuvrikta, joined with you, have slain the foes. He gains his wish in both the worlds, and brightly shines when he adores the host with well-advancing steeds. The worshipper's defender is Sutambhara, producer and uplifter of all holy thoughts. The milk cow brought sweet-flavored milk was dealt around. Who speaks the bidding text knows this, not he who sleeps. The sacred hymns love him who wakes and watches. To him who watches come the Sama verses. This Soma says to the man who watches, I rest and have my dwelling in your friendship. Agni is watchful, and the Richas love him. Agni is watchful, Sama verses seek him. Agni is watchful. To him says this Soma, I rest and have my dwelling in your friendship. Hymn 45. Vishvadevas. Bards of approaching dawn who know the heavens are come with hymns to throw the mountain open. The sun has risen and opened the stable portals. The doors of men too has the god thrown open. Surya has spread his light as splendour. Hither came the cow's mother, conscious, from the stable, to streams that flow with biting waves to deserts, and heaven is established like a firm set pillar. This hymn has won the burden of the mountain, to aid the ancient birth of mighty waters. The mountain parted, heaven performed his office. The worshippers were worn with constant serving. With hymns and God-love words will I invoke you, Indra and Agni, to obtain your favour. For truly sages, skilled in sacrificing, worship the Maruts and with lords invite them. This day approach us. May our thoughts be holy. Far from us, let us cast away misfortune. Let us keep those who hate us at a distance and hasten to meet the man who sacrifices. Come, let us carry out, O friends, the purpose wherewith the mother threw the cow's stall open. In the manner Manu conquered Vishishipra, in the same way the wandering merchant gained heaven's water. Here, urged by hands, loudly has rung the press stone with which Navagvas, through 10 months sang praises. Sarama went aright and found the cattle. Angiras gave effect to all their labors. When at the dawning of this mighty goddess, Angiras's all sang forth with the cattle, their spring is in the loftiest place of meeting. Sarama found the kine by order's pathway. Born by his coursers 7, may Surya visit the field that spreads wide for his long journey. Down on the Soma swooped the rapid falcon. Bright was the young sage moving mid his cattle. Surya has mounted to the shining ocean when he has yoked his fair-backed tawny horses. The wise have drawn him like a ship through water. The floods obedient have descended hither. I lay upon the floods your hymn, light-winning, with which Navagvas their 10 months completed. Through this our hymn may we have gods to guard us, through this our hymn pass safe beyond affliction. Hymn 46. Vishvadevas. Well knowing, I have bound me horse-like to the pole. I carry that which bears us on and gives us help. I seek for no release, no turning back therefrom. May he who knows the way, the leader, guide me straight. O Agni, Indra, Varuna, and Mitra, give, O you gods, and Marut host, and Vishnu. May both Nasatyas, Rudra, heavenly matrons, Pushan, Saraswati, Bhaga, accept us. Indra and Agni, Mitra, Varuna, Aditi, the waters, mountains, Maruts, sky, and earth and heaven, Vishnu I call, Pushan, and Brahmanaspati, and Bhaga, Sansa, Savitar, that they may help. May Vishnu also, and Vata, who injures none, and Soma, granter of possessions, give us joy. And may the Ribhus and the Ashwins, Tvashtar and Vibhvan, remember us, so that we may have wealth. So may the band of Maruts dwelling in the sky, the holy, come to us to sit on sacred grass. Brihaspati and Pushan grant us sure defense, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman, guard and shelter us. And may the mountains famed in noble eulogies and the fair gleaming rivers keep us safe from harm. May Bhaga the dispenser come with power and grace, and far-pervading Aditi listen to my call. May the god spouses aid us of their own free will, aid us to offspring and the winning of the spoil. Grant us protection, O you gracious goddesses, you who are on earth or in the waters realm. May the dames, wives of gods, enjoy our presence, Rath, Aswini, Agnayi, and Indrani. May Rodasi and Varunani hear us, and goddesses come at the matron's season. Hymn 47. Vishvadevas. Urging to toil and making proclamation, seeking heaven's daughter comes the mighty mother. She comes, the youthful hymn to the fathers, inviting to her home and loudly calling. Swift in their motion, hastening to their duty, reaching the central point of life immortal, on every side about the earth and heaven go forth the spacious paths without a limit. Steer, see, red bird with strong wings, he has entered the dwelling place of the primeval father. A gay-hued stone set in the midst of heaven, he has gone forth and guards mid-air's 2 limits. 4, bear him up and give him rest and quiet, and 10, invigorate the babe for travel. His kine, most excellent, of threefold nature, passed swiftly round the boundaries of heaven. Wondrous, O people, is the mystic knowledge that while the waters stand, the streams are flowing. That, separate from his mother, 2 support him, closely united, twins, here made apparent. For him they lengthen prayers and acts of worship. The mothers weave garments for him, their offspring. Rejoicing, For the steer's impregnating contact, his spouses move on paths of heaven to meet him. Be this our praise, O Varuna and Mitra, may this be health and force to us, O Agni. May we obtain firm ground and room for resting. Glory to heaven, the lofty habitation. Hymn 48. Vishvadevas. What may we meditate for the beloved power, mighty in native strength and glorious in itself, which as a magic energy, seeking waters, spreads even to the immeasurable middle region's cloud? Over all the region with their uniform advance, these have spread out the law that gives heroes strength. Back, with their course reversed, the others pass away. The pious lengthens life with those that are before. With pressing stones and with the bright beams of the day, he hurls his broadest bolt against the guileful one. Even he whose hundred wander in his own abode, driving the days afar and bringing them again. I, to enjoy the beauty of his form, behold that rapid rush of his as 'twere an axe's edge. What time he gives the man who calls on him in fight wealth like a dwelling house filled full with store of food. Four-faced and nobly clad, Varuna, urging on the pious to his task, stirs himself with the tongue. Naught by our human nature do we know of him. Him from whom Bhaga, Savitar, bestows the boon. Hymn 49. Vishvadevas. This day I bring God Savitar to meet you, and Bhaga who allots the wealth of mortals. You, Ashwins, heroes rich in treasure, daily seeking your friendship, so would I turn hither. Knowing full well the Asura's time of coming, worship God Savitar with hymns and praises. Let him who rightly knows speak with homage to him who deals out man's noblest treasure. Not for reward does Pushan send his blessings, Bhaga or Aditi. His garb is splendor. May Indra, Vishnu, Varuna, Mitra, Agni produce auspicious days, the wonder workers. Sending the shelter which we ask, the foeless Savitar and the rivers shall approach us. When I, the sacrifices priest, invite them, may we be lords of wealth and rich possessions. They who devote such worship to the Vasus, singing their hymns to Varuna and Mitra, vouchsafe them ample room, far off be danger. Through grace of heaven and earth, may we be happy. Hymn 50. Vishvadevas. Let every mortal man elect the friendship of the guiding God. Each one solicits him for wealth and seeks renown to prosper him. These, leading God, are yours, and these here ready to speak after us. As such may we attain to wealth and wait with services on you. So further honor as our guests the hero gods and then the dames. May he remove and keep afar our foes and all who block our path. Where fire is set and swiftly runs the victim dwelling in the trough, he wins with heroes in his home, friendly to man like constant streams. May these your riches, leader God that rule the chariot, be blessed to us, yea, blessed to us for wealth and weal. This will we ponder, praising strength, this ponder, as we praise the God. Hymn 51. Vishvadevas. With all assistance, Agni, come hither to drink the Soma juice, with gods to our sacred gifts. Come to the sacrifice, O you whose ways are right, whose laws are true, and drink the draught with Agni's tongue. O singer, with the singers, O gracious, with those who move at dawn, come to the Soma draught with gods. To Indra and to Vayu, dear, This soma, by the mortar pressed, is now poured forth to fill the jar. Vayu, come hither to the feast, well pleased to our sacred gifts. Drink of the soma juice effused, come to the food. You, Indra, Vayu, well deserve to drink the juices pressed by us, gladly accept them, spotless pair, come to the food. For Indra and for Vayu pressed are soma juices blended with curd, as rivers to the lowland flow, come to the food. Associate with all the gods, come, with the Ashwins and with Dawn, Agni, as before with Atri, so enjoy the juice. Associate with Varuna, with Mitra, Soma, Vishnu, come, Agni, as erst with Atri, so enjoy the juice. Associate with Vasus, with Adityas, Indra, Vayu, come, Agni, as before with Atri, so enjoy the juice. May Bhaga and the Ashwins grant us health and wealth, and Goddess Aditi and he whom none resist. The Asura Pushan grant us all prosperity, and heaven and earth most wise vouchsafe us happiness. Let us solicit Vayu for prosperity, and Soma, who is lord of all the world, for well-being. For well-being, Brihaspati with all his company, may the Adityas bring us health and happiness, may all the gods, may Agni the Beneficent, God of all men, this day be with us for our happiness. Help us the Ribhus, the Divine Ones, for our good. May Rudra bless and keep us from calamity, prosper us, Mitra, Varuna, O wealthy Patya, prosper us, Indra and Agni, prosper us, O Aditi. Like sun and moon, may we pursue in full prosperity our path, and meet with one who gives again, who knows us well and slays us not. Hymn 52. Maruts. Sing boldly forth, Siavasva, with the Maruts who are loud in song, who, holy as their wont is, joy and glory that is free from guile. For in their boldness they are friends of firm and sure heroic strength. They in their course, bold-spirited, guard all men of their own accord. Like steers in rapid motion, they advance and overtake the night. And thus the Maruts' power in heaven and on earth we celebrate. With boldness to your Maruts, let us offer Lord and sacrifice, who all, through ages of mankind, guard mortal man from injury. Praiseworthy, givers of good gifts, heroes with full and perfect strength, to Maruts, holy ones of heaven, will I extol the sacrifice. The lofty heroes cast their spears and weapons bright with gleaming gold. After, these Maruts followed close, like laughing lightning from the sky, a splendor of its own accord. They who waxed mighty of the earth, they who are in the wide mid-air, or in the river's compass, or in the abode of ample heaven. Praise you the Maruts' company, the valorous and truly strong. The heroes, hastening by themselves, have yoked their deer for victory. Fair gleaming on Parushni, they have clothed themselves in robes of wool, and with their chariot tires they cleave the rock asunder in their might. Whether as wanderers from the way, or speeders on or to the path, under these names the spreading band tend well the sacrifice for me. To this the heroes well attend, well do their teams attend to this. Visible are their varied forms, behold, they are Parvatas. Hymn singing, seeking water, they, praising, have danced about the spring. What are they to me? No thieves, but helpers, splendid to behold. Sublime with lightnings for their spears, sages and orderers are they. Rishi, adore that Marut host, and make them happy with your song. Rishi, invite the Marut band with offerings as a maid her friend. From heaven too, bold ones, in your might, haste hither, glorified with songs. Thinking of these, now let him come, as with the escort of the gods, and with the splendid princes, famed for rapid courses, to the gifts. Princes who, when I asked their kin, named Prishni as their mother cow, and the impetuous Rudra, they, the mighty ones, declared their sire. The mighty ones, the 7 times 7, have singly given me 100 gifts. I have obtained on Yamuna famed wealth in kine and wealth in steeds. Hymn 53. Maruts. Who knows the birth of these, or who lived in the Maruts' favor in the days of old, what time their spotted deer were yoked? Who, when they stood upon their chariots, has heard them tell the way they went? Who was the bounteous man to whom their kindred rains flowed down with food of sacrifice? To me they told it, and they came with winged steeds radiant to the draught, youths, heroes free from spot or stain. Behold us here, and praise you us. Who shine self-luminous with ornaments and swords, with breastplates, armlets, and with wreaths, arrayed on chariots and with bows? O swift to pour your bounties down, you Maruts! With delight I look upon your chariots, like splendors coming through the rain. Munificent heroes, they have cast heaven's treasury down for the worshipper's behoof. They set the storm cloud free to stream through both the worlds, and rain floods flow over desert spots. The bursting streams in billowy flood have spread abroad like milk kine over the firmament. Like swift steeds hastening to their journey's resting place, to every side run glittering brooks. Hither, O Maruts, come from heaven, from mid-air, or from near at hand, tarry not far away from us. So let not Rasa, Krumu, or Anitabha, Kubha, or Sindhu hold you back. Let not the watery Sarayu obstruct your way. With us be all the bliss you give. That brilliant gathering of your chariots, the company of Maruts, of the youthful ones, the rain showers speeding on, attend. With eulogies and hymns may we follow your army, troop by troop, and band by band, and company by company. To what oblation giver, sprung of noble ancestry, have sped the Maruts on this course today? Vouchsafe to us the bounty, that which we implore, through which, for child and progeny, you give the seed of corn that wastes not away, and bliss that reaches to all life. May we in safety pass by those who slander us, leaving behind disgrace and hate. Maruts, may we be there when you, at dawn, in rest and toil, rain waters down and balm. Favored by gods, shall he the man, O heroes, Maruts, and possessed of noble sons, whom you protect, such may we be. Praise the free givers. At this liberal patron's right, they joy like cattle in the mead. So call you to them who come as ancient friends. Hymn those who love you with a song. Hymn 54. Maruts. This hymn will I make for the Marut host who, bright in native splendor, cast the mountains down. Sing the great strength of those illustrious in renown who stay the heat, who sacrifice on heights of heaven. O Maruts, rich in water, strengtheners of life, are your strong bands with harnessed steeds that wander far. Thrita roars out at him who aims the lightning flash. The waters sweeping round are thundering on their way. They gleam with lightning, heroes, casters of the stone, wind-rapid Maruts, overthrowers of the bills, oft through desire to rain coming with storm of hail, roaring in onset, violent and exceeding strong. When, mighty Rudras, through the nights and through the days, when through the sky and realms of air, shakers of all, when over the broad fields you drive along like ships, even to strongholds you come, Maruts, but are not harmed. Maruts, this hero strength and majesty of yours has, like the sun, extended over a lengthened way. When in your course, like deer with splendor unsubdued, you bowed the hill that gives imperishable rain. Bright shone your host, you sages, Maruts, when you smote the waving tree as when the worm consumes it. Accordant as the eye guides him who walks, have you led our devotion onward by an easy path. Never is he, O Maruts, slain or overcome, never does he decay, never is distressed or harmed. His treasures, his resources, never waste away. Whom, whether he be prince or rishi, you direct. With harnessed team like heroes overcoming troops, the friendly Maruts, laden with their water casks, let the spring flow. And when impetuous they roar, they inundate the earth with floods of pleasant honey. Free for the Maruts is the earth with sloping ways. Free for the rushing ones is heaven with steep descents. The parts of air's mid-region are precipitous, precipitous the mountains with their running streams. When, as the sun has risen up, you take delight, O bounteous radiant Maruts, heroes of the sky, your coursers weary not when speeding on their way, and rapidly you reach the end of this your path. Lances are on your shoulders, anklets on your feet. Gold chains are on your breasts, gems, Maruts, on your chariot. Lightnings aglow with flame are flashing in your hands, and visors wrought of gold are laid upon your heads. Maruts, in eager stir, you shake the vault of heaven, splendid beyond conception for its shining fruit. They gathered when they let their deeds of might flash forth. The pious ones send forth a far resounding shout. Sage Maruts, may we be the drivers of the chariot of riches full of life that have been given by you. O Maruts, let that wealth in thousands dwell with us, which never vanishes like Tisya from the sky. Maruts, you further wealth with longed-for heroes, further the rishi skilled in chanted verses. You give the Bharata as his strength a charger, and you bestow a king who quickly listens. Of you, most swift to succor, I solicit wealth, wherewith we may spread forth mid men like as the sun. Accept, O Maruts, graciously this hymn of mine, that we may live 100 winters through its power. Hymn 55. Maruts. With gleaming lances, with their breasts adorned with gold, the Maruts rushing onward hold high power of life. They hasten with swift steeds, easy to be controlled, their chariots moved onward as they went to victory. You, as you know, have gained of your own selves your power. High, O you mighty ones, and wide you shine abroad. They with their strength have even measured out the sky. Their chariots moved onward as they went to victory. Strong, born together, they together have waxed great. The heroes more and more have grown to majesty, resplendent as the sun's beams in their light are they. Their chariots moved onward as they went to victory. Maruts, your mightiness deserves to be adored, sight to be longed for like the shining of the sun. So lead us with your aid to immortality. Their chariots moved onward as they went to victory. O Maruts, from the ocean you uplift the rain, and fraught with vaporous moisture pour the torrents down. Never, you wonder workers, are your milk kine dry. Their chariots move onward as they went to victory. When to your chariot poles you have yoked your spotted deer to be your steeds, and put your golden mantles on, O Maruts, you disperse all enemies abroad. Their chariots move onward as they went to victory. Neither the mountains nor the rivers keep you back. Whither have you resolved? Thither you, Maruts, go. You compass round about even the heaven and earth. Their chariots moved onward as they went to victory. Whatever is ancient, Maruts, what of recent time, whatever is spoken, Vasus, what is chanted forth, they who take cognizance of all of this are you. Their chariots moved onward as they went to victory. Be gracious to us, you Maruts. Slay us not, extend you to us shelter of many a sort. Pay due regard to our friendship and our praise. Their chariots moved onward as they went to victory. O Maruts, lead us on to higher fortune. Deliver us when lauded from afflictions. Accept, you holy ones, the gifts we bring you. May we be masters of abundant riches. Hymn 56. Maruts. Agni, that valorous company adorned with ornaments of gold, the people of the Maruts, I call down today even from the luminous realm of heaven. Even as you think in your heart, there my wishes also tend. Those who have come most near to your invoking calls, strengthen them, fearful to behold. Earth, like a bounteous lady, liberal of her gifts, struck down and shaken, yet exultant, comes to us. Impetuous as a bear, O Maruts, is your rush, terrible as a dreadful bull. They who with mighty strength overthrow like oxen, difficult to yoke, cause even the heavenly stone to shake, yea, shake the rocky mountain as they race along. Rise up! Even now with praises I call the very numerous company, unequalled of these Maruts, like a herd of kine grown up together in their strength. Bind to your chariot the bright red mares. Yoke the red coursers to your chariot. Bind to the pole to draw the fleet-foot tawny steeds, the best at drawing, to the pole. Yea, and this loudly neighing bright red vigorous horse who has been stationed, fair to see, let him not cause delay, O Maruts, in your course. Urge you him onward in your chariots. The Maruts' chariot, always seeking to gather glory, we invoke, which Rodasi has mounted, bringing pleasant gifts with Maruts in her company. I call that brilliant band of yours, adorable, rapid on the chariot, whereon the bounteous dame, auspicious, nobly born, shows glorious with the Marut host. Hymn 57. Maruts. Of one accord with Indra, O you Rudras, come borne on your golden chariot for our prosperity. An offering from us, this hymn is brought to you, as to one who thirsts for water, heavenly springs. Armed with your daggers, full of wisdom, armed with spears, armed with your quivers, armed with arrows, with good bows, good horses and good chariots have you, O Prishni's sons, you Maruts, with good weapons, go to victory. From hills and heaven you shake wealth for the worshipper. In terror at your coming, lo, the woods bow down. You make the earth tremble, sons of Prishni, when for victory you have yoked, fierce ones, your spotted deer. Bright with the blasts of wind, wrapped in their robes of rain, like twins of noble aspect and of lovely form, the Maruts, spotless, with steeds tawny-hued and red, strong in their mightiness and spreading wide like heaven. Rich in adornment, rich in drops, munificent, bright in their aspect, yielding bounties that endure, noble by birth, adorned with gold upon their breasts, the singers of the sky have won immortal fame. Borne on both shoulders, O you Maruts, are your spears. Within your arms is laid your energy and strength. Bold thoughts are in your heads. Your weapons in your chariots, all glorious majesty is molded on your forms. Vouchsafe to us, O Maruts, splendid bounty in cattle and in steeds, in chariots and heroes, children of Rudra, give us high distinction. May I enjoy your godlike help and favor. Ho, Maruts, heroes, skilled in dharma, immortal, be gracious to us, you rich in treasures, you hearers of the truth, you sage and youthful, grown mighty, dwelling on the lofty mountains. Hymn 58. Maruts. Now do I glorify their mighty cohort, the company of these the youthful Maruts, who ride impetuous on with rapid horses, and radiant in themselves are lords of Amrit. The mighty glittering band, arm-bound with bracelets, givers of bliss, unmeasured in their greatness. With magical powers, bountiful, ever-roaring, these liberal heroes venerate you, singer. This day may all your water-bringers, Maruts, they who impel the falling rain, approach us. This fire, O Maruts, has been duly kindled. Let it find favor with you, youthful sages. You raise up for the folk an active ruler whom, holy ones, a master's hand has fashioned. You send the fighter hand to hand, arm mighty, and the brave hero, Maruts, with good horses. They spring forth more and more, strong in their glories, like days, like spokes, where none are last in order. Highest and mightiest are the sons of Prishni. Firm to their own intention cling the Maruts. When you have hastened on with spotted coursers, O Maruts, on your chariots with strong-wrought wheels, the waters are disturbed, the woods are shattered. Let Dios the red steer send his thunder downward. Even earth has spread herself wide at their coming, and they, as husbands, have with power impregnated her. They to the pole have yoked the wind for coursers, their sweat have they made rain, these sons of Rudra. O Maruts, heroes, skilled in dharma, immortal, be gracious to us, you rich in treasures, you hearers of the truth, you sage and youthful, grown mighty, dwelling on the lofty mountains. Hymn 59. Maruts. Your spy has called to you to give prosperity. I sing to heaven and earth and offer sacrifice. They bathe their steeds and hasten through the firmament. They spread abroad their radiance through the sea of cloud. Earth shakes and reels in terror at their onward rush like a full ship which, quivering, lets the water in. Marked on their ways are they, visible from afar. The heroes press between in mighty armament. As the exalted horn of bulls for splendid might, as the sun's eye set in the firmament's expanse like vigorous horses, you are beauteous to behold. And for your glory show like bridegrooms, O you men. Who, O you Maruts, may attain the mighty lore of you, the mighty? Who may reach your manly deeds? You truly make earth tremble like a ray of light when you bring your boons to give prosperity. Like steeds of ruddy color, scions of one race, as foremost champions, they have battled in the van. The heroes have waxed strong like well-grown manly youths. With floods of rain, they make the sun's eye fade away. Having no eldest and no youngest in their band, no middlemost, preeminent, they have waxed in might. These sons of Prishni, sprung of noble ancestry, come towards us, you bridegrooms of the sky. Like birds of air they flew with might in lengthened lines from heaven's high ridges to the borders of the sky. The steeds who carry them, as gods and mortals know, have caused the waters of the mountains to descend. May Dios, the infinite, roar for our banquet. May dawns toil for us, glittering with moisture. Praised by you, these Maruts, sons, O Rudra, O Rishi, have sent down the heavenly treasure. Hymn 60. Maruts. I praise with reverence the gracious Agni. Here may he sit and part our mead among us. As with spoil-seeking chariots, I bring oblation. Turned rightward, I will swell the Maruts' praise song. The Maruts, yea, the Rudras, who have mounted their famous spotted deer and chariots swift-moving, before you, fierce ones, woods bow down in terror. Earth, even the mountain, trembles at your coming. Though vast and tall, the mountain is affrighted. The height of heaven is shaken at your roaring, when, armed with lances, you are sporting, Maruts, and rush along together like the waters. They, like young suitors, sons of wealthy houses, have with their golden natures adorned their bodies. Strong on their chariots, the lordly ones, for glory, have set their splendors on their forms for ever. None being eldest, none among them youngest, as brothers, they have grown to happy fortune. May their father Rudra, young and deft, and Prishni, pouring much milk, bring fair days to the Maruts. Whether, O blessed Maruts, you be dwelling in highest, midmost, or in lowest heaven, thence, O you Rudras, and you also, Agni, notice the sacrificial food we offer. O Maruts, lords of all, when Agni and when you drive downward from sublimest heaven along the heights, shakers of all, rejoicing, slayers of the foe, give riches to the soma-pressing worshipper. O Agni, with the Maruts as they gleam and sing, gathered in troop, rejoicing, drink the soma juice. With these the living ones who cleanse and further all, joined with your banner, O Vaishvanara, from of old. Hymn 61. Maruts. O heroes, lordliest of all, who are you that have singly come forth from a region most remote? Where are your horses? Where the reins? How came you? How had you the power? Rein was on nose and seat on back. The whip is laid upon the flank. The heroes stretch their thighs apart, like women when the babe is born. Go you, O heroes, far away, you bridegrooms, with a lovely spouse, that you may warm you at the fire. May she gain cattle for her mead, hundreds of sheep and steeds and kine, who threw embracing arms around the hero, whom Syavasva praised. Yea, many a woman is more firm and better than the man who turns away from gods and offers not. She who discerns the weak and worn, the man who thirsts and is in want, she sets her mind upon the gods. And yet, full many a one, unpraised, mean niggard, is entitled man. Only in Wergild, man price, is he such. And she, the young, the joyous-spirited, divulged the path to Syava, yea, to me. Two red steeds carried me to Purmilha's side, that sage of far-extended fame, him who, like Vedadasvi, like Taranta, has bestowed on me 100 cows in liberal gift. They who are born by rapid steeds, drinking the honey that gives delight, they have attained high glories here. They by whose splendor both the worlds are overspread, they shine on chariots as the gold gleams above in heaven. That Marut band is ever young, born on bright chariots, unblameable, moving to victory, checked by none. Who knows, truly, of these where the all-shakers take delight, born, spotless, after dharma? Guides are you, lovers of the song to mortal man through holy hymn, and hearers when he cries for help. Do you, destroyers of the foe, worshipful and exceeding bright, send down the treasures that we crave? O Urmia, bear you far away to Darbhya this my hymn of praise, songs, goddess, as if chariot-born. From me to Rathaviti say, when he has pressed the soma juice, the wish I had departed not. This wealthy Rathaviti dwells among the people rich in kine, among the mountains far withdrawn. Hymn 62. Mitravaruna. By your high dharma, firm order is established there where they lose for travel Surya's horses. 1,000 stood together. There I looked on this, the most marvelous deity's one chief glory. This, Mitravaruna, is your special greatness. Floods that stood there, they with the days attracted. You cause to flow all voices of the cow pen. Your single chariot wheel has rolled hither. O Mitravaruna, you by your greatness, both kings have firmly established earth and heaven. You caused the cows to stream, the plants to flourish, and, scattering swift drops, sent down the rain flood. Let your well-harnessed horses bear you hither. Towards this place let them come with reins drawn tightly. A covering cloud of sacred ghee attends you, and your streams flow to us from days aforetime. To make the luster wider and more famous, guarding the sacred grass with veneration, you, Mitravaruna, firm, strong, awe-inspiring, are seated on a throne amid oblations. With hands that shed no blood, guarding the pious whom, Varuna, you save amid oblations. You two together, kings of willing spirit, uphold dominion based on 1,000 pillars. Adorned with gold, its columns are of iron. In heaven it glitters like a whip for horses, or established on a field deep spoiled and fruitful. So may we share the honey that loads your chariot seat. You mount your chariot gold-hued at break of morning, and iron-pillared when the sun is setting. And from that place, O Varuna and Mitra, behold infinity and limitation. Bountiful guardians of the world, the shelter that is impenetrable, strongest, flawless, aid us with that, O Varuna and Mitra, and when we long to win, may we be victors. Hymn 63. Mitravaruna. Guardians of Dharma, you whose laws are ever true, in the sublimest heaven, your chariot you ascend. O Mitravaruna, whomsoever you favor here, to him the rain with sweetness streams down from heaven. This world's imperial kings, O Mitravaruna, you rule in holy synod, looking on the light. We pray for rain, your boon, and immortality. Through heaven and over earth, the thunderers take their way. Imperial kings, strong heroes, lords of earth and heaven, Mitra and Varuna, you ever active ones. You wait on thunder with the many-tinted clouds, and by the Asura's magic power cause heaven to rain. Your magic, Mitra Varuna, rests in the heaven. The sun, the wondrous weapon, comes forth as light. You hide him in the sky with cloud and flood of rain, and water drops, parjanya, full of sweetness flow. The Maruts yoked their easy chariot for victory, O Mitra Varuna, as a hero in the wars. The thunderers roam through regions varied in their hues. Imperial kings bedew us with the milk of heaven. Refreshing is your voice, O Mitra Varuna, parjanya sends out a wondrous mighty voice. With magic powers the Maruts clothe them with the clouds. You too cause heaven to rain, the red, the spotless one. Wise, with your dharma and through the Asura's magic power, you guard the ordinances, Mitra Varuna. You, by dharma, govern all the world. You set the sun in heaven as a glittering chariot. Hymn 64. Mitra Varuna. You, foemen slaying Varuna and Mitra, we invoke with song, who, as with penfold of your arms, encompass round the realm of light. Stretch out your arms with favoring love to this man who sings hymns, for in all places is sung forth your ever-gracious friendliness. That I may gain a refuge now, may my steps be on Mitra's path. Men go protected in the charge of this dear friend who harms us not. Mitra and Varuna, from you may I by song win noblest meed. That shall stir envy in the homes of wealthy chiefs and those who praise. With your fair splendors, Varuna and Mitra, to our gathering come, that in their homes the wealthy chiefs and they who are your friends may thrive. With those, moreover, among whom you hold your high supremacy, vouchsafe us room, that we may win strength for prosperity and wealth. When morning flushes, holy ones, in the gods' realm where white cows shine, supporting Archananas, speed, you heroes, with your active feet hither, to my pressed soma juice. Hymn 65. Mitra Varuna. Full wise is he who has discerned. Let him speak to us of the gods. The man whose praise songs Varuna the beautiful or Mitra loves. For they are kings of noblest might, of glorious fame most widely spread, lords of the brave who strengthen dharma, the holy ones with every race. Approaching you with prayer for aid, together I address you first. We, who have good steeds, call on you, most sage, to give us strength besides. Even out of misery, Mitra gives a way to dwelling at our case. For he who worships has the grace of Mitra, fighter in the van. In Mitra's shelter that extends to utmost distance may we dwell, unmenaced, guarded by the care ever as sons of Varuna. You, Mitra, urge this people on, and to one end direct their ways. Neglect not you the wealthy chiefs, neglect not us the rishis. Be our guardians when you quaff the milk. Hymn 66. Mitra Varuna. O sapient man, call the two gods, the very wise who slay the foe. For Varuna, whose form is dharma, place offerings for his great delight. For they have won unbroken sway in full perfection, power divine. And, like high dharma, the world of man has been made beautiful as light. Therefore, we praise you, that your chariots may travel far in front of ours. You who accept the eulogy of Ratahavya with his hymns. And you show wisdom, wondrous gods, with fullness of intelligence. By men's discernment are you marked, O you whose might is purified. This is dharma sublime, O earth. To aid the rishis' toil for fame, the two widespreading are prepared. They come with ample overflow. Mitra, You gods with wandering eyes, would that the worshippers and we might strive to reach the realm you rule most spacious and protected well. Hymn 67. Mitra Varuna. You gods, Adityas, Varuna, Aryaman, Mitra, truly have here obtained supreme sway, high, holy, set apart for you. When, Varuna and Mitra, you sit in your golden dwelling place, you too, supporters of mankind, foe-slayers, give felicity. All these possessors of all wealth, Varuna, Mitra, Aryaman, follow their ways as if with feet and guard from injury, mortal man. For they are true. They cleave to Dharma, held holy among every race, good leaders, bounteous in their gifts, deliverers even from distress. Which of your persons, Varuna or Mitra, merits not our praise? Therefore, our thought is turned to you. The Atri's thought is turned to you. Hymn 68. Mitra Varuna. Sing forth to your Varuna and Mitra with the song inspired. They, mighty lords, are lofty Dharma. Full springs of ghee, sovereign kings, Mitra and Varuna the twain, gods glorified among the gods. So help you us to riches, great terrestrial and celestial wealth, vast is your sway among the gods. Carefully tending Dharma with Dharma, they have attained their vigorous might. The two gods wax devoid of guile. With rainy skies and streaming floods, lords of the strength that brings gifts, a lofty seat have they attained. Hymn 69. Mitra Varuna. Three spheres of light, O Varuna, three heavens, three firmaments, you comprehend, O Mitra. Waxed strong, you keep the splendor of dominion, guarding the ordinance that lasts forever. You, Varuna, have kine who yield refreshment. Mitra, your floods pour water full of sweetness. There stand the three steers, splendid in their brightness, who fill the three world bowls with genial moisture. I call at dawn on Aditi the goddess. I call at noon and when the sun is setting. I pray, O Mitra Varuna, for safety, for wealth and progeny, in rest and trouble. You who uphold the region, sphere of brightness, you who support earth's realm divine, Adityas, the immortal gods, O Varuna and Mitra, never impair your everlasting statutes. Hymn 70. Mitra Varuna. Even far and wide, O Varuna and Mitra, does your grace extend. May I obtain your kind goodwill. From you, benignant gods, may we gain fully food for sustenance. Such, O you Rudras, may we be. Guard us, O Rudras, with your guards save us. You skilled to save, may we subdue the Dasyus, we ourselves, or never may we, O wondrous strong, enjoy another's solemn feast, ourselves, our sons, or progeny. Hymn 71. Mitra Varuna. O Varuna and Mitra, you who slay the foemen, come with might to this our goodly sacrifice. For, Varuna and Mitra, you sages are rulers over all. Fill full our songs, for this you can. Come to the juice that we have pressed. Varuna, Mitra, come to drink this soma of the worshipper. Hymn 72. Mitra Varuna. To Varuna and Mitra we offer with songs as Atri did. Sit on the sacred grass to drink the soma juice. By ordinance and dharma you dwell in peace secure, bestirring men. sit on the sacred grass to drink the Soma juice. May Varuna and Mitra, for our help, accept the sacrifice. Sit on the sacred grass to drink the Soma juice. Hymn 73. Ashwins. Whether, O Ashwins, you this day be far remote or near at hand, in many spots or in mid-air, come hither, lords of ample wealth. These here, who show over widest space, bringing full many a wondrous act, resistless, lovingly I seek. I call the mightiest to enjoy. Another beauteous wheel have you fixed there to decorate your chariot. With others through the realms you roam in might to the neighboring tribes. That deed of yours that is extolled, Visvas, has all been done with this. Born otherwise and spotless, you have entered kinship's bonds with us. When Surya mounted on your chariot that rolls forever rapidly, birds of red hue were round about, and burning splendors encompassed you. Atri bethinks himself of you, O heroes, with a friendly mind. What time Nasatyas with his mouth, he stirs the spotless flame for you. Strong is your swiftly moving steed, famed his exertion in the course when by your great deeds, Ashwins, chiefs, Atri is brought to us again. Lovers of sweetness, Rudras, she who streams with sweetness, waits on you. When you have travelled through the seas, men bring you gifts of well-dressed food. Ashwins, with truth they call you twain bestowers of felicity. At sacrifice, most prompt to hear, most gracious you at sacrifice. Most pleasing to the Ashwins be these prayers which magnify their might, which we have fashioned, even as chariots, high reverence have we spoken forth. Hymn 74. Ashwins. Where in the heavens are you today, gods, Ashwins, rich in constancy? Hear this, you excellent as steers, Atri invites you to come. Where are they now? Where are the twain, the famed Nasatyas, gods in heaven? Who is the man you strive to reach? Who of your suppliants is with you? Whom do you visit? Whom approach? To whom direct your harnessed chariot? With whose devotions are you pleased? We long for you to further us. You, strengtheners, for Paura, stir the filler swimming in the flood, advancing to be captured like a lion to the ambuscade. You from Chavana, worn with age, removed his skin as per a robe. So, when you made him young again, he stirred the longing of a dame. Here is the man who praises you both. To see your glory are we here. Now bear me. Come with saving help, you who are rich in store of wealth. Who among many mortal men this day has won you to himself? What bard, acceptors of the bard? Who, rich in wealth, with sacrifice? O Ashwins, may your chariot approach, most excellent of chariots for speed. Through many regions may our praise pass onward among mortal men. May our celebration of you too, lovers of honey, be sweet to you. Fly towards us, you wise of heart, like falcons with your winged steeds. O Ashwins, when at any time you listen to this call of mine, for you is dainty food prepared, they mix refreshing food for you. Hymn 75. Ashwins. To meet your treasure-bringing chariot, the mighty chariot most dear to us, Ashwins, the Rishi is prepared, your raiser, with his songs of praise. Lovers of sweetness, hear my call. Pass, O you Ashwins, pass away beyond all tribes of selfish men. Wonderful with your golden paths, most gracious, bringers of the flood, lovers of sweetness, hear my call. Come to us, O you Ashwin pair, bringing your precious treasures, Come, you Rudras, on your parts of gold, rejoicing, rich in store of wealth. Lovers of sweetness, hear my call. O strong and good, the voice of him who praises you well cleaves to your chariot. And that great beast, your chariot steed, fair, wonderful, makes dainty food. Lovers of sweetness, hear my call. Watchful in spirit, born on chariots, impetuous, listening to his cry, Ashwins, with winged steeds you speed down to Chyavana, void of guile. Lovers of sweetness, hear my call. Hear, O heroes, let your steeds of dappled hue, yoked at the thought, your flying steeds, O Ashwins, bring you towards us, with bliss, to drink. Lovers of sweetness, hear my call. O Ashwins, hither come to us. Nasatyas, be not disinclined. Through longing for the pious, turn out of the way to reach our home. Lovers of sweetness, bear my call. You, lords of splendor, free from guile, come, stand at this our sacrifice. Beside the singer, Ashwins, who longs for your grace and praises you both, lovers of sweetness, hear my call. Dawn with her white herd has appeared, and in due time has fire been placed. Harnessed is your immortal chariot, O wonder workers, strong and kind, lovers of sweetness, bear my call. Hymn 76. Ashwins. Agni, the bright face of dawn, is shining. The singer's pious voices have ascended. Born on your chariot, Ashwins, turn this way, and come to our full and rich libation. Most frequent guests, they scorn not what is ready. Even now, the praised Ashwins are beside us. With prompt aid, they come at morn and evening, the worshippers' most blessed guards from trouble. Yea, come at milking time, at early morning, at noon of day, and when the sun is setting. By day, by night, with favor most auspicious. Not only now the draught has drawn the Ashwins, for this place, Ashwins, was of old your dwelling. These were your houses, this your habitation. Come to us from high heaven and from the mountain. Come from the waters bringing food and vigor. May we obtain the Ashwins' newest favor and gain their health-bestowing happy guidance. Bring riches hither to us, and heroes, and all felicity and joy, immortals. Hymn 77. Ashwins. First worship those who come at early morning. Let the two drink before the giftless niggard. The Ashwins claim the sacrifice at daybreak. The sages yielding the first share extol them. Worship at dawn and instigate the Ashwins. Nor is the worshipper at eve rejected. Besides ourselves, another craves and worships. Each first in worship is most highly favored. Covered with gold, honey-tinted, dripping ghee, your chariot with its freight of food comes hither. Swift as thought, Ashwins, rapid as the tempest, by which you travel over all obstructions. He who has served most often the Nasatyas and gives the sweetest food at distribution, furthers with his own holy works his offspring, and ever passes those whose flames ascend not. May we obtain the Ashwins' newest favor and gain their health-bestowing happy guidance. Bring riches hither to us, and heroes, and all felicity and joy, immortals. Hymn 78. Ashwins. You Ashwins, hither come to us. Nasatyas, be not disinclined. Fly here like two swans to the juice we shed. O Ashwins, like a pair of deer, like two wild cattle to the honey, fly here like two swans to the juice we shed. O Ashwins rich in gifts, accept our sacrifice to prosper it, fly here like two swans to the juice we shed. As Atri, when descending to the cavern, called on you loudly like a wailing woman, you came to him, O Ashwins, with the freshest and most auspicious fleetness of a falcon. Tree part asunder like the side of her who brings forth a child, you Ashwins, listen to my call. Loose Saptavadri from his bonds, for Saptavadri, for the seer affrighted when he wept and wailed, ye Ashwins, with your magic powers, rent up the tree and shattered it. Like as the wind on every side ruffles a pool of lotuses, so stir in you the babe unborn, so may the 10-month babe descend. Like as the wind, like as the wood, like as the sea is set astir, so also 10-month babe descend together with the afterbirth. The child who has for 10 months' time been lying in his mother's side, may he come forth alive, unharmed, yea, living from the living dame. Hymn 79. Dawn. O heavenly dawn, awaken us to ample opulence today, even as you have wakened us with Satyasravas, Vaya son, high-born, delightful with your steeds. Daughter of heaven, you dawned on Sunitha Sukadratha's son, so dawn you on one mightier still, on Satyasravas, Vaya son, high-born, delightful with your steeds. So, bringing treasure, dawn today on us, you daughter of the sky, as you, O mightier yet, did shine for Satyasravas, Vaya son, high-born, delightful with your steeds. Here round about you are the priests who lord you, bright one, with their hymns, and men with gifts, O bounteous dame, splendid with wealth and offering much, high-born, delightful with your steeds. Whatever these your bands perform to please you or to win them wealth, even if they wanted to gird us round and give rich gifts, which never are reft away, high-born, delightful with your steeds. Give to these wealthy patrons fame, O affluent dawn, with hero sons, to these our princes who have brought rich gifts, never to be reft away, high-born, delightful with your steeds. Bring lofty and resplendent fame, O you munificent dawn, to these our wealthy patrons who bestow rich gifts on us of steeds and kine, high-born, delightful with your steeds. Bring us, O daughter of the sky, subsistence in our herds of kine, together with the sunbeams, with the shine of pure refulgent flames, high-born, delightful with your steeds. O daughter of the sky, shine forth. Delay not to perform your task. Let not the sun with fervent heat consume you like a robber foe, high-born, delightful with the steeds. So much, and more exceedingly, O dawn, it suits you to bestow, you radiant one, who ceasest not to shine for those who sing your praise, high-born, delightful with your steeds. Hymn 80. Dawn. The singers welcome with their hymns and praises the goddess Dawn who brings in the sunlight, sublime, by Dharma true to eternal order, bright on her path, red-tinted, far-shining. She comes in front, fair, rousing up the people, making the pathways easy to be travelled. High on her lofty chariot, all-impelling, Dawn gives her splendor at the day's beginning. She, harnessing her chariot with purple oxen, injuring none, has brought perpetual riches. Opening paths to happiness, the goddess shines, praised by all, giver of every blessing. With changing tints, she gleams in double splendor, while from the eastward she displays her body. She travels perfectly the path of Dharma, nor fails